What's happening, straight shooters? This is your girl, Teslin Figaro. If you didn't get the chance to check out my speech last week at the Pamela Turner rally, please do so. I talked about the importance of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, and I want to go further this week and drop a little game in your life. Yesterday, Democrats announced that the deadline is approaching to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Now, you may ask, who created this deadline and why? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, and I'm here to help. The deadline was created by President Joe Biden. The president said that he wanted to get this passed by the one-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd. Now, although I appreciate the symbolism of wanting to announce progress on the day that George Floyd was murdered, I am more interested in substance over symbolism. Therefore, in my opinion, by pushing this bill without teeth, it is not honoring the death of George Floyd, but possibly killing justice itself. So I ask the question, why, Prez? Why now? You claim that this comprehensive bill must be passed within 1 year to rid the system of centuries of institutional racism, but yet you say we need a quote-unquote study for reparations despite 400 years of evidence? Make it make sense. Yes, I know that Congress is slow to agree or pass on anything, so I'm certainly not saying that we should slow the process down any more than it already is. What I'm asking you to do is put on your critical thinking hat and remove all party loyalty. I'm not even suggesting that you agree with everything that's in the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. What I'm asking you to do is ask yourself, does this self-imposed deadline by President Biden make logical sense? Are they rushing it because Democrats don't have the guts to demand more? Is it a political strategy to help Democrats win based upon symbolism over substance in 2022? Well, if it is a political strategy for 2022, then they are going about it the wrong way per usual. In fact, I believe that it will backfire because Democrats over the last year have pushed the importance of qualified immunity. And now all of a sudden, Jim Clyburn is on TV changing the narrative by saying he's okay with removing qualified immunity because good policing is really just about good apples and bad apples. I say the police reform is not about good fruit that has gone bad. It is about the tree. And one must ask why the party that received over 90% of the black vote, that they now want us to forget about the whole meal and only focus on the fruit as an appetizer. And to make matters worse, even after pushback, they're still pushing this good apples versus bad apples theory. It's almost like they're using cheap fertilizer, hoping that it will magically produce a good tree. Well, I say respectfully that we all know that poop is often used as fertilizer. And it is clear to me that when it comes to passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Bill as it stands, I call bullshit because something stinks. Like I always say, use it, lose it, can't make you choose it. I hope that you do choose to continue to ride with me and continue to push the line. Also, I am hosting a free training for those of you that want to run for office, those of you that want to get involved, those of you that may not know what the hell you want to do. On June 5th, there will be a free training, one of the very few free trainings that I'm actually doing. June 5th, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can certainly visit my IG on my bio, IG at Teslin Figaro, to sign up for the class. This is one of many parts of the Are You Going to Run for Office or Run Your Mouth series. Make sure you tune in, sign up. It is very limited. I'm only allowing about 50, maybe 75 people in this class because I want to be interactive with you and I want to make sure that I answer your questions. Again, you can visit www.teslinfigaro.com or visit me on Instagram at Teslin Figaro. Link is in the bio. Make sure you sign up for this. Space is very limited. I promise you the space will not be available for long. So make sure you sign up if you want to get into political training because it's all about you in 2022.